2 weeks in a row, I've wanted to open the show with something Halloweenish and fun and spooky. Maybe do a funny voice, kind of like a woo type thing. And 2 weeks in a row, I've had Dalton Anthony on the show. 2 weeks in a row, Dalton Anthony has ruined the opening to the Thursday Halloween Spectacular by talking. And that is now your intro.
How did Dalton ruin it?
I didn't fucking
by
talk.
By talking.
When did
but
I
he hasn't
talk?
Talked yet.
You always talk.
But I didn't talk just, that
just, every time just, I was about to hit the record button, you're like, was that the intro?
Motherfucker.
Just going off. Just going hand. Full Paul Bear. Tweedledee.
Tweedledee. That's Dalton's catchphrase.
Yeah, Tweedledee. So instead of that.
I got fucking Tweedle Dumbass on the left of me.
That's what we're opening up with instead. Yeah. Is me explaining why Dalton is the ghost that ruined Halloween.
Motherfucker, I'm real right here.
54 seconds into the Halloween Spectaculars, he said the F word 3 times.
It's because you accused me of shit I didn't do.
It's and like now, he's calling a match.
That's pretty true.
I'm just going to keep him on the spot and see what happens. Like I'm not going to look at him, but I'm going to listen to him.
I've had a couple of relationships like that.
Welcome to week two.
I just saw the title of the pre-show that you sent.
What's the title of the pre-show?
Go ahead, you can tell him.
Oh, it just says Dalton's a dumb bitch.
It would be so much better if I wasn't on the pre-show.
So, yeah, it's week two of what we're going to call Terrifying Tanner Thursday, but Tanner's not here. So.
God, you were supposed to introduce him. That was going to be like a gut my bucket. And then
I forgot. Honestly, that wasn't a slight against you. I'm just so mad that he's not here. I just want to get that out quickly. But we can, briefly, before I introduce the panel, so that way he won't know who says it, let's just take a couple minutes to shit all over Tanner.
Fuck Tanner.
So Tanner has never seen The Predator, Jesse. Shit. All right, the curtain's gone.
The curtain's been lifted. That's
we know
all right.
Jesse and Dalton are here.
It's completely fine because so I listened to at least that part of the show because I got the tags on the Facebook, so I saw it.
You had to know what was going on.
I had to know what was going on, so I listened to that part of the show.
Praise Zane Laney for bringing it to everybody's attention.
Praise Zane Laney. What a magnificent man
he's the
Zane
patron,
Laney
he's
is.
He's the patron saint of Podzilla 1985.
He really is the patron. He is the star man.
Yes. He's just the star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He posted about it. I needed to know what you're talking about because he was talking about that movie being great, which it fucking is.
Yes.
Yeah. The Predator is a phenomenal film. It is a great horror sci-fi action film.
It's action and comedy.
It's fantastic. See, it is an 80s classic.
No, and I agree with everything except horror. I don't think it's a horror film.
It's just as much a horror film as any other like monster
they're
movie.
They're stalking them like
that's what
almost
I said.
The
Predator it fucking kills them one by one until he gets to Arnie.
And he skins them. He skins them.
The beautiful ones survived.
He skins them. He takes
the final girl now that
yeah.
Fuck, it is a horror movie.
Well, there's also a girl. So two people survive.
That's true.
The final girl.
The one that he
the final girl and the guy that's protecting her.
It's the
straight up 80s horror movie trope.
Now, so my name is Shannon Young. Let's just get this out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Kimball's here tonight.
Yeah, that's me.
The Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
We got the A-Bears, no relation. Calvin A-Bear.
What's up?
And Allie, not actually a pillow fucker.
Wow.
And just so you know, that high five was me and Shannon.
He's had that one in the holster since I mentioned it on the pre-show.
When Dalton, when you said, what are you doing? And Dalton was like, oh, it's just a meme.
Yeah, can you please call her not actually a pillow fucker, yeah. Allie A-Bear?
Wow.
Why wouldn't you show me that?
I'm just saying, why are you offended by that? I'm saying you're not actually a pillow fucker.
Yeah, because on the pre-show, we definitely had everybody believing that you were a pillow fucker.
I think
everybody was just confused by the end of that. Let's be honest.
Anyway, back to The Predator. So Predator is a fantastic movie, and it was followed up by a fantastic sequel that you've never seen called Predator 2.
I've seen Predator 2.
I've seen that too.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. All right, don't say a word. You're the only one I believe might have seen it, pointing at Jesse Kimball. Who was in Predator 2?
The Predator.
Name the actor. Name the famous black actor.
I was about to say, hint, he's black.
That was Robert Downey Jr.?
No, he was just playing a dude. All right, think about this. This is early 90s, famous black actor. Yeah. You don't have a lot to pick from.
I'm about to say, you got four. He's not comedy.
Can I guess? I haven't seen it. All
right, we'll let Allie guess.
Is it Danny Glover?
Fucking it is. Yes, she Woo! Got it.
I fucking knew it was Danny Glover. I just wanted to say Denzel to piss. Like, he was Johnny Q. He was in the 90s.
I mean, that was one of the four choices.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. was another one, but he was comedy.
Well, that was late 90s.
Yeah, I think
it was
Lord of
the Motherfucker, it was 90s.
I would say it was Denzel.
Yeah, it was definitely.
It was Danny Glover.
Wesley Snipes
for sure.
Oh fuck, yeah. That would have been cool.
That would have been a
cool. He would have been killing predators.
Michael
as
J. White was still around at that point.
Motherfucker still is.
Early 90s?
Yeah, Spawn. That was like 95, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but man, considering he looks like he's 30 now.
I guess it's Jai White, right?
Like Michael Jai White. What'd you say?
Jay. I've always said Jay, and then somebody corrected me a while back.
I think it is
and
Jai.
They were correct.
It's Jai.
Yeah, it is It is Jai.
It's like Jai
it's
Courtney.
Just, I've just said Michael Jai White for so long.
I love the Spawn movies. Like, that was like the one thing my cousin showed me. Or, yeah, my cousin that used to babysit me that traumatized me.
Jesse and I did the same thing. Movies?
There's only the one.
There's only one.
Was there another like Spawn thing that was in the same time that
There was a Spawn animated series on HBO.
Yes, there it was.
With voiced by?
That I don't remember.
Keith David.
Really? Oh, no, I did know that.
So, damn. Yeah. Hitting all the spots right there.
Yeah.
Boy,
Bob loves Spawn.
Keith David.
Fuck. Keith David could have also been.
He could have, because Keith David was an awesome actor. Not to be confused with the white actor, David Keith.
Way worse.
That is a true story. Yeah, Spawn was good, but Predator was better.
Predator was absolutely a better movie than Spawn.
Predator 2.
I loved Spawn as a kid, though.
Predator 2 is very overlooked. It's a great movie.
It took place in the city as opposed to like the actual jungle. Dalton, quit talking like you fucking seen the movie.
I've fucking seen it.
I'm still convinced that me and Shannon are the only people at this table.
What crazy.
I saw it like the second time I ever got drunk, so I remember none of it. What? Just that it was on the TV.
What crazy white actor was in the movie? Big Teeth. And is probably friends with an old birdcage.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking Gary Busey.
It's Gary Busey. Because he just looked up the cast list, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You son of a bitch, you're smiling
first
too
hand,
hard.
First hand, fucker. If you say that Danny Glover's in the movie, which he was, and you start saying the crazy white actor, all right, it's going to be Mel Gibson.
Could
have
been Mel Gibson.
That's a shout out to Hunter. And then you say Big White Teeth.
Big White Teeth.
That's fucking Gary Busey.
And it could be friends with a birdcage.
Well, I mean, now you're just honestly just being redundant. Because Big White Teeth is all I fucking needed to know it was Gary Busey.
He's
before
the
so
accident,
loud
he wasn't
tonight.
That crazy.
He's so loud and angry tonight,
really
and I don't know why.
Because we really keep putting him in the spotlight.
That's true. Yes. That was our mistake.
Yeah.
But if you've never seen Predator 2, like Allie or Calvin or Dalton, I really recommend it. Light just came on.
Cody just got really excited because this can be fucking Dalton's Ghostbusters.
No. All right, if you're going to compare Ghostbusters.
No, we're not comparing the two films, just the fact that it is actively making you angry that you haven't seen Predator or Predator 2.
I love that you have now added original Predator in there.
All the Predators. Just add them all in
there. I was
there.
Wondering if you would notice
no,
that.
Yeah,
slip.
No, I fucking no, I just caught it. I caught it, you bitch. But
so
like,
there you go, Cody. You are welcome.
I have
You're welcome
seen
for
Predator,
this gift.
Though.
Have you?
Yes.
I don't believe
it. I think everyone's seen Predator except for Tanner Calvert. Even Allie's seen Predator. It took three tries, but she's watched it.
So my great-grandma, who took care of old people whenever I was a kid, which is my favorite sentence to say, she would put it on Channel 11, which was like Fox, and that's how I saw because I saw
you saw the edited version. Basically.
I saw the edited versions first, and then I went back and like whenever I was in high school because like I fucking loved Predator and Predator 2, which we were on there, and then Terminator 2 is like one of my favorite movies of all time. Even though I saw it edited, like the first three times I watched it edited, and then I watched it unedited one time. I was like, this movie's so much better.
I don't understand, Allie, how you never saw Predator. You saw Predator growing up, right, Calvin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she saw it like. When I was
she
watching
was
it at
texting,
one point,
because Allie, you like
she didn't have a phone.
Have a phone.
You like big dicks and muscles, right?
Well, then I'm confused
because that's what Predator is just throbbing with them.
The Predator features the sexual tyrannosaur,
a goddamn sexual tyrannosaur. It also features a couple things that would not be said in a movie now, which thankfully,
and that phrase is not. Looks like you've been too busy pushing pencils.
No, it is.
No, I mean, that's in the movie, and that would be fine today.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the one where he called.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. You
slack-jawed. Oh, okay. You don't want me to say the word. You would think that in 2019, the year of our Lord, give me a name.
2019?
Cthulhu. in the year of our Lord 2019.
Wow.
That's
better than Cthulhu.
No, it's not.
That original fuck.
Nah. Mm. Nah.
I like
Cthulhu. 2019 is way more original than Cthulhu.
Well, there's.
And plus, it's the Halloween spooky episode. We gotta
introduce an eldritch horror.
Did
you see the new Predator movie?
Predators?
Yeah.
Not yet. Because you told me it was not good.
The Predator.
Oh, the Predator.
I haven't seen the newest one.
Predators is the one with
No, I have
Brody.
Seen Predators.
Yeah, because we saw the theater together.
We saw, and then we were going to see the Predator in theaters.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to go with you. You saw it, said that it was not worth watching.
Not worth your time. Because, again, I'd like to say that dialogue isn't as bad as it was back then.
Wait, but who did you say was in Predators?
Brody. Adrian Brody.
Wasn't Adrian Brody also in Aliens?
No, Adrian Brody is much younger than that.
Okay.
Adrian Brody was in The Village.
Who am I thinking?
Wait,
what the actor was in the Aliens?
Freaking thing with the red hooded.
Yeah, like the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah,
he was he was the strong one.
Oh right. Okay.
And then Predators also had Michael Fishburne.
What was
Lawrence
Fishburne? Or Lawrence Fishburne? And did it have Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Trejo was in it. Topher Grace was in it.
Yeah,
What was the Aliens movie that was super shitty because they had like 80 of them on screen at one time?
Alien versus Predator?
No, those were fun movies. Because it was
fun games.
I mean, the only Aliens. Aliens is split up into a couple different like sections of the movie. There's the great ones, which was Alien and Aliens, and Aliens is the one that features a ton of aliens. So I hope you're not talking about that one. Then there's the okay one, which is Alien 3. Then there's they're fun, which is the AVP movies, and then there's the worst one, which is Alien Resurrection.
Thank you. That's what I wanted.
And then there's Prometheus and Alien Covenant, which I liked both of those, but whatever. I don't even remember.
I think both of those movies could have been better if they hadn't pushed the fucking narrative that no, this is not a reboot. No, this is not a prequel. No, this is not a. Oh,
they
gave
up on that. Did you see Covenant?
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave up on that with Covenant. They were just full on Alien.
They absolutely did, and I'm fine with it. And I would have been fine with it, but with Prometheus, the entire time leading up to it, this is nothing to do with
it aliens. It has the alien DNA. What does that mean? There's a chest burster at the end. Not a chest burster. It's not a xenomorph. Oh, fuck yourself.
Yep. That was what annoyed the shit out of me with Prometheus and everything leading up to it.
So to bring this all the way back to Predator 2, the end of Predator 2, for those of you that haven't seen it, Dalton, was that, spoiler alert for this movie from the early 90s, Danny Glover, black actor, kills...
Oh, Donald Glover's dad.
Yeah. He kills the Predator... And he's in the Predator ship, and what's the big reveal is that one of the alien skulls is in the Predator ship, which started the whole AVP like craze, which was pretty cool.
Which was great, because it only took 20 years
for them to make the movie.
Well, the first one came out in 2004, right?
And I really liked it.
Yeah,
it really 2004?
It was mid-ish 2000s.
Because I was early middle school.
Let me see.
Because I remember... one of my friends who's...
Jesus, I was not allowed to watch that movie then.
One of my friends...
It was PG-13, you're good.
Yeah, it was my parents.
Yeah, 2004.
Because my friend, whose mom was my English teacher, took us to see it, but it was in Perryville, and they were like, oh, we really don't want kids seeing this one. And she was like, it's fine, they're mature. And it scared the shit out of me.
That's not hard to do with you, though, to be fair.
It's really not.
No.
Dalton, a bitch boy.
Well, because they say Alien versus Predator... But there was a lot of just, a large group of people. Let's see how many we can kill in, one swing. As they're going up that fucking mountain.
Yeah, it's still PG-13, though, and that bothered
me. Yeah.
But you could do a good PG-13 horror movie.
They were smart about it because, they would have the things where Predator would be somebody would just be standing there, and then it would just be, a thing of blood.
Yeah.
And then the Predator would not be invisible anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's that was a really clever, looking at it now, that's a clever way to get around that.
We talked about this. Well, you were going to say something, Calvin, before I jumped
this. Which, was that the first one that had the Queen?
No, Queen was in Aliens.
Aliens? Okay.
Yeah. But it didn't do as much.
Yeah, because they dropped it out of
In Aliens?
Yeah.
It had that classic where Sigourney Weaver's in the
big suit. Thing.
The power loader. Yeah. And she's like, come on, you bitch. Didn't sound like that, but
no, it actually sounded good.
You should revoice that movie and
come on, you bitch. Now she's British too. Come on, you bitch.
Oh, then you can call her the C word.
You cunt.
Why do you say C word?
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
It's a dirty word.
Is it?
Here. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, in America we can't say that word.
I have a new lesbian horror porn coming out soon called Cunt Dracula.
So you said
she
horror.
Sucks blood because yeah, she won't suck I anything else.
Yeah, all I heard was whore. So you're like, I've got a new lesbian horror film. I was like, all right, Frank, damn.
Nobody popped for that fucking tagline.
Did you hear the tagline? She sucks blood because she won't suck anything else. Because she's a lesbian.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Like, it's offensive.
I mean, I was just moving past it.
No, that was a solid offensive joke.
Thank you. What were we talking about?
Tip my hat to you, sir.
Time to talk about some monsters?
Hey!
Well, if it's Mike Pence, we are talking about monsters.
No, can't. No, that was the agreement. No politics at the chow wagon. So we got to wait till October's over before I can talk about Trump again.
We can't talk about Donnie Turnip and his giant peach.
Now, it's not his giant peach. We're talking about him being in a peach.
He's in a peach. He's impeached.
The funnest workaround ever.
So here was our idea we had for tonight. We're going to basically create a tournament for monsters.
Yeah.
And boy, have I had just the worst time with this since you told me. We talked about that because I told Calvin and Allie, and these two fuckers are just throwing these names
your
at
mistake.
Me.
Your mistake.
Calvin first suggested Werewolf Queen.
Look, man, Werewolf it's always Queen. Werewolf Queen. What? Nobody gets the reference.
Nobody gets the reference.
No.
What is it? It's fights. What is
Advanced Fightonomics.
Fightonomics.
What the fuck are you talking
about? It's Adventure Time. Don't worry.
He's disqualified.
And then Allie suggested E.T.
Because
he's spoopy.
Because you're scared of him.
He's scared to go into space. I'm scared of lots of things. They don't make them horror villains. I'm scared of bills.
That'd be the winner.
The bill collector is the that's the biggest horror villain. Yeah,
it gives resurrection if it dies.
So let's debate the merit of whether or not E.T. the extraterrestrial is a horror movie icon.
I don't need you to.
No.
I mean,
state your case.
It launched Drew Barrymore
in
this
essay. It made you this upset.
It's your Predator 2.
I've settled my beef with E.T. a long time ago. He no longer frightens me. He no longer has power over me.
You just tell him to make a video game and he scurries off.
Yeah, he did. I think he made one for the Atari, maybe? I don't know.
Mm, yeah.
I hear there's a giant... Never mind, I'm not going to make a joke.
Go ahead.
Design-wise, Allie, your horror movie icon, E.T., holds up because he is scary to look at. There's nothing endearing about him. I want to say that now. When people always talk about how cute E.T. is, there's nothing cute about E.T. He looks like a giant, hairless, like, worm with the face of a gorilla. I don't like him. I'm not scared of him. Don't like him.
No, that's an interesting hang-up, buddy. I'll be honest with you.
I don't like him.
I hear you.
I don't like
you.
That movie. Why does everyone like that movie so much?
It's okay.
It's just okay.
It's not a classic.
It's not as great as
classic.
People make it out to be.
It's like
nostalgia.
There's also is it Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
I didn't like that movie.
I remember loving that movie as a kid, and then I watched it years later. I'm like, oh, this is one of my favorite movies. This is a good alien movie, and it's boring.
No, I love Contact.
And boring. I never seen Contact.
That's a good one. I had to watch it because I had a really shit teacher in my freshman year of high school where, like, she never wanted to do anything, so she just let us watch movies. So, like, I saw A Beautiful Mind. That movie's fucking baller. Love that movie.
Has nothing to do with horror.
Nope. But Contact was one of them. I liked Contact. It's probably my favorite alien movie besides Alien.
But there's no aliens in Contact.
Exactly. That's how good it is.
Calvin, what's the best alien movie of all time that doesn't involve the xenomorphs?
No. Well,
there's one correct answer.
Mars Attack.
I'm sad I didn't say that now.
There are two correct answers.
I will accept Mars Attacks.
I would say horror movie villain, but we know if Jim Brown's around that he's fucked.
I mean, like, is it horror movie or monster?
Monster.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a little bit different. I can't think of anything to fuck with you.
Because I won already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good
Technically, you could have said Space Godzilla. He's an alien monster. Jesse, what's the correct answer?
It's Independence Day.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm right.
So, what is that?
They blew up landmarks.
They did.
They didn't get in fist fights with former football players.
They knew what the fuck they were doing.
They smartened their shit up.
They saw those first ones and be like, so we can't have goofy fishbowl heads. Let's just start blowing some shit
Mars
up.
Attacks came out after Independence Day, didn't it?
That's how good it was. It's all
I'm pretty sure. I actually don't know. I don't know about
I'm on
that.
It.
That's a curious question.
I'm like 98% sure that Mars Attacks came out after Independence
Thank
Day.
Thank God that they didn't make a sequel to Mars Attacks like they did Independence Day, which was just bad. Did you
yeah,
see the sequel?
Yes, it did.
Bad.
It was awful.
But how do you make a sequel to Mars
Wasn't
Attacks?
Several years.
Oh, balls.
Like, it was the same year. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, what's yeah, the difference was, between the two movies?
It was okay. like 20 years or something. Yeah, okay. When was long after. After.
They were both 96.
96 via versus like 2018, 17. Over 20 years they waited yeah. to put that.
That was part of the storyline was that, you know, they had recovered from the alien attack.
They came back.
They had improved dramatically technology-wise.
I heard
based
it was bad and
technology.
I still haven't seen the second one, so.
It's not good. Like, I
like the part where they're like, hey, where's Will Smith? He died.
Yeah, because Will Smith did not want to be in the movie.
Yeah, he died in a freak.
I wonder why.
He died in a freak accident.
His son was in the movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jeff Goldblum was there. That's all you needed.
Jeff Goldblum was back. So anyway, did you find out when they were released?
I accidentally hit Mars Attacks twice, so I thought they both released December.
Son of a bitch.
13.
Wow.
Independence Day came out on the 3rd of July, 1996.
Yeah.
Mars Attacks came out December
13th. I don't know if it was Independence Day was the original one, but that's when we got
Big Willie style?
But no, it was Big Willie Weekend or something like that, where Will Smith always had a movie coming out like that period, and he kind of owned it like every year.
Yeah, I mean, in the late 90s, like that was just where Will Smith was Men in Black.
He was Will Smith. That's all you have to say.
Wild Wild West.
Oh, that was like, the one that killed it.
Independence Day.
Kind of. He did Wild Wild West, and everybody was like, oh, that movie was terrible. And I was like,
God damn, I loved Wild
Wild
West.
Yeah, I'm flipping people off. Like, Wild Wild West was awesome.
That was such a good fucking movie.
I love that movie.
I watched it a couple years ago, and I was like, it's
It absolutely holds up.
I think that was the only one of those movies that I actually saw in theaters.
I saw it 3 times in theaters. I liked it so much.
I saw all 3 of those movies in theaters. Men in Black, Independence Day, and Wild Wild West.
I don't remember. My mom's not a big...
I fucking loved Men in Black.
My mom was never a big theater person, but like... My first movie experience at a theater was either The Princess Diaries or Shrek.
Your first movie experience?
Can I vote Frank for Monster?
Frank Reynolds?
No, Frank from Men in Black.
Oh.
Is he the pug?
No.
I think, was it?
Frank was the pug, wasn't he?
Well, then what's the...
The guy's name at the end, the roach guy?
The freaking worm with the flower.
I don't remember.
What in the goddamn hell are you talking about?
Don't remember what you're talking
worm
about.
Worm with the flower?
This was in
the cartoon?
No. It might have been Men in Black 2.
Oh, it's, I don't remember
that's
anything
not fair.
About Men in Black 2. Yeah.
I didn't watch Men in Black
Michael
2.
Michael Jackson was
as...
in Men in Black 2. That's all I remember.
He did have a cameo appearance.
Was he Agent M?
Yeah. And he was also an alien.
Yeah. But no, the worm's name.
I think you're going to have to look it up.
Because there were the group of worms.
No. This was the big one that lived in the subway.
Oh, at the beginning of the movie that he just fucking blew away early?
And then the end of the movie as well.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I don't remember.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. I'm going to be completely honest. Men in Black 2 is just a flyby for me. I know Rosario Dawson was in it. That's it.
I watched Men in Black 2 a couple of times. Like, I watched the absolute fuck out of Men in Black 1.
Yeah, 1 I loved, 2 was there. 3 was good.
No, 3 was okay. I think I liked 2 more than 3.
Yeah, I liked
Jeff. His name was Jeff.
There it is.
Wait, 3 was the one with...
that was the one with time travel.
Yeah.
And that one was not great.
Oh,
the
see,
new
I
one apparently
3.
Was abortion. So
3 is the new one.
Do what?
No, get rid of it.
No, they did 4.
Oh, yeah.
the new one, international.
Yeah,
which I still haven't seen. Like,
yeah,
I really want to.
So, no, you don't.
See, a lot of people.
From what I've seen.
Well, yeah, when it came out, the reviews were bad. But then there were also a lot of people that were like, it's a Men in Black movie. Just have fun and watch it. Stop looking for something deeper. And then everybody kind of went, oh, yeah, well, it's okay.
And that's why I want to watch it.
They did that with 3, too, didn't they?
Well, 3, they actually did try to put, like, a
deeper story.
A deeper story with, like, a plot twist and all this stuff.
Josh Brolin was a great young Tommy Lee Jones.
Nobody can be Tommy Lee Jones, though, except for Tommy Lee Jones.
No one can be that surly.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones has looked like he was 80 since he was 40.
That's really true. And I love me some Tommy Lee Jones.
He's in a new movie that we almost went to go see the other day that was called, was it Ad Astra or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
With
I heard
Matthew
that was
McConaughey.
All right. Yeah, had McConaughey and Tommy
full
Lee
back,
Jones.
Full circle back. All right, let's get to this monster list, though. All right.
So I'm going to ask... No, it's about this.
Just throw the bottle at his head.
It's about this.
That was
wow.
I meant to throw it at Dalton.
Oh, I was trying to sell it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, when we're talking about horror movie monster, are we doing killers or is it just strictly monsters?
We could throw killers on there because, I mean, you have to put like Michael Myers on the
list.
That's
what I'm asking. That's like, that's, I assume.
If you were doing slasher villains or if we're, because we're obviously like Godzilla just wins, so we're not doing Godzilla.
No, I think we have to keep it in the realm of, well,
I think we have to agree, like, if somebody throws a name out, we have to agree that that counts.
Now, is this a popularity contest, or is this a who you think would actually win?
That's what I was going to ask. Like, are we doing, like, you know, one-on-one fights? Or are we doing, yeah, like, who do you think is the better character? Like,
yeah,
or
we need to get this list
or
made now.
Like, and we could just say, like, you know, in a fight situation, like, is there a scenario in which, like, your favorite one could win, like, that kind of thing? Because, like, the way I plan on doing this bracket, so we're going to do 16 movie villains, and then we're going to seed them.
Can we break it up into types on the bracket? So you have the humans, you have supernatural. And then they can
have to fight each other eventually anyway.
Eventually, but then we can at least weed them out by like, okay, so.
Then we have the best of the actual monsters.
Right, you have the best of the best going against each other. So you don't have Chucky fighting Michael Myers immediately or something.
Oh,
poor
that's not
Chucky.
That's not
but honestly, like, I feel
poor
like.
Chucky, he's not going to get far.
I feel like we can just do a popularity because there exist situations which any monster could kill any other monster.
Except for Chucky.
I mean, we need a Zack Ryder.
Because Chucky does lose his whole like shtick. You know, whatever, because like they have to pretend like the monster would have to be fooled by the fact that he's a toy.
Right.
The monster would have to have a child that they buy the toy for and then end up getting stabbed.
And then you have scenarios with like Freddy Krueger where in the real world, he's powerless.
Right.
He's just a dude with some knives.
Because technically, like Freddy Krueger beats all of them
in their dreams.
So going back to
unless
Chucky,
they realize they can control their dreams like that one Nightmare
on Elm Street. The scenario is that Godzilla is the father of King Kong and buys King Kong Chucky.
Why is he the father of King Kong?
Because whenever
he had a really freaky night in college,
argue about Godzilla versus King Kong, I just see the picture that someone drew of King Kong, of Godzilla wearing King Kong and one of the.
In a papoose.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn my mic off for a second and ask Dalton a question that I don't want to hit the air.
All right, cool.
It's still going to hit the air. Oh. That was fucked up.
Yes.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, we heard it. That's extremely fucked
up. I'm hoping that King Kong is from the jungle.
No, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's still racist as shit.
No, it's not.
The fuck it's
maybe
not.
Maybe we should move on.
I was taking what could be seen as a racist joke, but flipping it to make it accurate to the situation, thereby cleansing it.
Making it
that's
still
not
racer.
What happened.
By purifying it is what I did.
Oh, like no, Tanner, it's right? Actually so much worse.
And this is why whenever I run for Senate.
Oh, we're all done for.
I won't get very far.
This all is right, heaven shattering.
Good job, Allie. Making this racist.
Wow. I mean, she could have brought up Godzuki. Like, Godzilla buys the Chucky doll for Godzuki.
And King Kong is Godzilla's wife.
Oh, what?
Because.
Also, it's been Queen Kong this entire time. We just assumed.
I mean, no one ever said that. Well, I mean, in the American movie, Godzilla's a girl.
Isn't it asexual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close enough.
I'm sorry.
He's still the king
of monsters.
I'm
going to apologize for this.
You should.
Yeah,
you
this
should,
is kind
you're ashamed
of fault.
What you. Yeah, this is entirely on your face.
Yeah.
So anyway, so
it's a popularity contest then.
Yeah, it'll be a popularity contest because like minus a couple of situations. Like I imagine the 16 monsters we come up with, there exists a scenario where they could win a fight against any of the other 16,
except Chucky.
I imagine I'm feeling like Chucky's not going to make the cut.
No, he has to make the cut. He has to.
We'll,
I mean,
we'll see.
He's iconic. Let's write some down real quick. Let's start with the easy iconic ones.
Yeah, Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers.
Well, there's way more than that, but you're on
the
right track.
The first three.
So let's write down Jason Voorhees.
Okay.
You just put Jason. Freddy Krueger, obviously.
You can just put Freddy.
God damn it. I'll write this how I want to fucking write it. Y'all don't need to tell
doing,
me.
Michael
are we
Myers.
Doing Jason you put him down or his big... mom?
Jason. His mom lasted one movie. She had the element of surprise.
Yeah.
Once they knew it was just some old bitch, they cut her head off. And she was done.
Can you make that McMyers?
He's not Irish.
We don't fucking know.
Put Charles Lee Ray down.
Really?
Guess who that is? That's Chucky. Mm-hmm.
That's why I looked at you like you're an asshole.
You just put Chucky.
Nope.
Pinhead.
Oh, okay.
You can put him.
You don't think Pinhead deserves to be on there?
No, Pinhead's fine.
He's gonna lose in the first round, though.
He's the most powerful one.
Yeah, he really is.
But he's a bitch.
And that's why we can't do the fight, because like Pinhead would just.
Yeah, the fights are gonna be really like, yeah, it'll have to be just a popularity Alien? Contest. The Xenomorph, like we could put a Xenomorph.
I put Xenomorph. Yeah,
I would just put.
And Alien. Of course, Predator is going on this fucking list.
Best movie.
That's fine. You convinced me that it was a horror movie. I'm not salty about it.
I know. I'm mostly yelling at Tanner.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Tanner.
Who's talking shit on this film and hasn't actually watched it.
Oh, that's never happened on Podzilla 1985 before, Breakfast Club, Jesse.
I never talk shit on Breakfast Club.
Yeah, no, sure. Jesse loves it.
He's never seen it.
I know, but
that is still accurate.
Damn. fuck, I just had... I just,
means I'm just a bad
Deadites.
You going to go with
that? I mean, Pinhead.
Yeah,
oh, the never mind.
The Deadites.
You going to do any of the classics, like Frankenstein's Monster? And
We can put Dracula on there and Frankenstein's Monster.
Do you think we should lump them in as werewolf? One? Just like universal monsters?
Well, it's not a goddamn battle royal.
Well, oh, I see what you're saying, like as opposed to specific versions of like Dracula. Or,
oh, yeah.
Because there's like, there's Universal's Dracula, and then there's Bram Stoker's
Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula.
It can be whoever...
All right, we'll put Dracula.
Yeah.
We could do Dracula, the Wolfman.
Let me just put Dracula got his shit worked by a bunch of Belmonts, so he's not that strong.
The Belmonts are legendary vampire
Shut
hunters.
The fuck
fucking
up.
Twat.
Yeah,
they're very powerful people.
I just want to be mean to Shannon. Why
it's
you gotta be
like
mean
a
about
whole
it?
Lineage of them? It's a lot of Belmonts.
See, I almost feel like putting the classic monsters on there is unfair to the newer monsters
because they're so much better.
Is it?
Because like Dracula versus Chucky. Chucky doesn't have any blood.
Yeah, let's say.
Shit, yeah, he does.
But it's a popularity contest.
Well, okay.
He fucked that other doll and got her pregnant.
As far as I'm concerned, the voting...
That just means he's got, yeah.
That happened.
As far as I'm concerned, the voting, it doesn't matter how you want to pick it. Like, listeners, we don't give a fuck what your determination is. We're going to put these in a list and you're going
to
pick one.
We just need you to vote.
If you want it because... If you pick them because... you think they win in a fight or because you like them better or because Chucky is fucking stupid, then like, you know, you do you. Whatever vote, however you want to vote.
The new Child's Play was really good.
I still need to see it.
You do. It's really good.
I plan on it sometime this month.
You got Dracula down?
I got Dracula.
All right, put Dracula and Frankenstein's Monster. Not Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Calvin, obviously. You know. This is for Allie's benefit.
I also know.
I guess the Wolfman... Although he's like my least favorite fucking werewolf of all time because it's just a dude with hair on his face.
Yep. We also have the Mummy.
Oh.
I'd rather have Swamp Thing than the Mummy.
Oh, well, let's do the Creature from the Black. Let's just get all of them.
Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing is... That's not what he's talking about.
I mean,
is
it's
it?
It's on the list.
No.
Swamp Thing is a Marvel character.
DC.
It's DC character.
Yeah. Marvel has Man-Thing.
We're going to go over this list.
I forgot that existed.
we're just writing down a bunch of monsters, and then we're going to go through and pick out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what we're doing. Yeah,
okay.
That's absolutely what we're doing.
All right. Let's see. What else just off the top of our head here? Allie, go.
Pennywise.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
And Pennywise. Actually, Pennywise.
That's a good one. Good job, Allie.
Thank you.
I said Gremlins.
You sure did. all right, what else we got? Dalton's been real fucking quiet.
I said three.
The fuck you did?
I'm sorry.
That was almost right on pitch wise.
I know.
Fuck off.
I also went to school for music.
We're just making a list.
It doesn't
to music.
Doesn't fucking matter how many we've got. Just keep going.
We're gonna pick 16
from all of these.
Right. I picked
Donald Trump.
I was going to say him as a joke because Home Alone 3 is
Do
scary,
not
so
put Donald Trump down there.
Donnie.
Turn up. He's going to go all the way to the top.
Oh, Jesus.
What about?
Because like everybody kills other people, but not a lot of people try to oppress others' rights.
All right.
You know how scary that is?
It depends. I mean, we're white men. Like, it's fine.
I mean, yeah, no, we're good. Calvin's kind of iffy.
Except we're also poor. No, Calvin's the whitest motherfucker here.
Sadako.
I think he was talking about the
Who?
Male part.
Sadako.
Who?
Word.
Sadako.
Saying the name again is not going to help.
Sadako and the chick from The Ring and The Grudge.
Oh, Yuan or whatever the fuck thing.
Well, Yuan, that's the name of the movie. But the character, one of Sadako, and what was the other one? It starts with a K.
Man, I don't fucking remember.
Just put The Grudge and The Ring.
Tuck.
And we'll figure it out later.
The Grudge Monster?
That
the
sounds,
Ring Monster.
That sounds so much worse than it should be. The Grudge Monster.
Call it my
that could just
that.
Be an ex. Yeah. Leatherface.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Leatherface.
I'm Leatherface. Is this only from movies?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's important.
So no werewolf. Oh, Ghostface.
That's not what I was gonna say.
Huh? Ghostface.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, from Scream.
Yeah. I've now pulled up a list to help us just in case. Candyman.
Candyman.
Can't leave Candyman off.
Candyman is a good one.
Bradley. I know
in
you
fact,
don't listen.
Maybe we should let the fans vote on the 16, and then that'll be the next week, and then the week after that, we'll actually do the battle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It setting up like that kind of voting thing is hard.
Yeah,
because you can only vote for I mean, we'd have to do a straw poll. We couldn't do just like Facebook's poll thing, and that's a whole other thing.
Bruce
from
Jaws.
The shark?
Oh,
Bruce
God,
the shark.
God damn.
Just put Jaws. Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to play a game, bitch?
Yeah. Fucking trap Jason in a room and see what happens. He's gonna fucking machete his way out of there. You think that motherfucker's afraid to cut his own foot off?
What about Pazuzu?
No.
Pazuzu!
I think that was one of my dog's names.
Pazuzu!
Pazuzu! It was also the demon from The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Wait, is that really its name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pazuzu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking Kane from See No Evil was his name.
Jacob Goodnight.
Yeah, that was a good. He's fucking scary.
But Jacob, he's not gonna make it, but we'll put Jacob Goodnight on there.
You told me to come up with one. I came up with like four, and you're like, come up with another one.
The Thing. Doesn't really have a name.
Yeah, no, I get you.
The Thing from Outer Space.
Yeah. I was about to say from Fantastic Four.
That's one of the ones that I'm not sure how you would, like, kill.
Fuck.
Well, that too. But.
Are you talking about The Thing or The Thing from Fantastic
Four? Calvin
would
find a way.
The Thing.
Both. Okay.
Well, you just freeze it, don't you?
But that doesn't kill it.
Yeah, that
nah.
just, like, makes it dormant.
Yeah.
Fire. Fire kills it.
Yeah, but how many times did they set it on fire?
Well, that's because it kept splitting off into different people.
So freeze it first and then set it on fire.
Have you seen The
so
Thing,
just set
Dalton?
Everything
legitimately?
On fire.
What? Have you seen The Thing?
I don't think so.
Because like, I know you don't like horror movies, and I think this one would like literally freak you out. There's a part where a guy's head pulls off on its own, and then spider legs grow out of it, and it crawls away.
Fuck you.
That movie is bad
effects
ass.
In that movie.
Yeah, no, The Thing is really good. That's still
the,
like
the
Stephen's. Yeah, the original
thing.
The
yeah.
Thing. That's still like, I think it's Stephen's favorite horror movie of all time.
I don't blame him, because
it's really good.
That was really, really cool.
Terminator, does that count?
See, I no. That's a hard one. Because it very much feels like a horror film, the first one.
The first Terminator definitely feels
I guess,
a little bit like
Predator
a horror action
did the
movie.
Same thing.
Yeah, if Predator can be on there, I'd say put the Terminator
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, now you say it, because like, Predators 2 is definitely not a horror movie. All
right, I'm going to throw a couple at you that you're going to go, why?
Sure.
The Ginger Dead Man.
I was going to say Krampus.
I'm not
I
even going to write that shit down.
Before I was going to say Krampus.
Why would you not put the Ginger Dead Man on there? Starring Gary Busey.
Well,
there were like eight of them.
Will you put Krampus on there?
I will put Krampus
on there. Oh, come on.
That was another one I came with. That was me. I said it first.
You
did.
But Allie was thinking it first.
No,
I actually
I've been
did.
Thinking it
no,
for a
I,
while.
I thought about it as soon as I heard about this list. Because.
Oh, shit, dog. She got you there.
Yeah. I heard about it first.
Why are you betraying me today?
I got one for you guys.
I don't know. I feel a little bit bad about taking Shannon's side earlier on Allie, so I feel like I've got to compensate.
When did you ever take my side on Allie?
I was going to give you a ride home.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look up the Ginger Dead Man and show you.
Must you?
Now we
I must. I must.
I must. I must. I would say the...
This is the Ginger Dead Man.
No, I know what the fuck it is.
So it's Gary Busey.
And his natural
state.
It's
so fucking...
Oh, this is a better picture of him.
That was good.
Look at that. Look at that little fucker.
Yeah, that's definitely the same fucking teeth. They gave him Gary Busey's teeth. Oh my God.
If you thought if you thought Chucky was impossible as a movie villain, how about a gingerbread cookie?
I would take Goldberg as Jewish Santa over that.
God damn it. Dalton's not
Jesus
he's
Christ.
Not wrong at all.
He has his teeth.
You look
There's
at this picture
white.
Of the Ginger Dead Man.
That's
Gary
Busey. Yeah. It looks like somebody melted Gary Busey.
Evil Bong.
No. What Jesus the fuck?
He's just
doing
gone
these,
through,
oh,
like...
We're not
I'm
doing
not,
these shitty-ass B
I'm
movies.
Not, I'm not throwing it out there as one, but the hand from Idle Hand. That thing was creepy. It fucking peeled the lead singer of Offspring's head. Like, he like
scalped him. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
My, all right, Evil Bong. Come on.
God,
is that also
it.
Gary Busey?
No, it's Tommy Chong.
Oh, is fucking Cheech the main character?
Cheech would never touch that. Tommy was the one that needs money.
That's true. Cheech had, for some reason, way more picky about his roles.
Well, he got a TV show with Don Johnson. That's all he needed.
Yeah, that's true. And then Chong was just doing his best.
So surely there are more like monsters out there, monsters and villains. We can think.
Oh, there is. I'm just like, I'm throwing out the fun ones,
like the Ginger Dead Man.
The Ginger Dead Man. We ain't doing no fucking Ginger Dead Man.
Oh,
hard veto.
Okay, there, Trump.
Makes me sad.
I mean, Turnip. No, you said without Early.
I want to stab him, but I just.
You know,
I got a pen.
You know who would stab me?
Norman Bates.
Him.
There you go.
I was going to say Ginger Dead Man would stab me.
Why not?
Now I've just got a list of them.
He's going to be like Zombievers.
To find the actual. Oh, Zombievers.
No.
Oh, shit. I would actually say the inbred hillbillies from Wrong Turn.
Do they have to? Does it have to be the monster of the movie, or can it just be what? Because I was thinking like the Creep from Creepshow. Or the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
See, I thought of that, but that's not really a villain.
Yeah, he's not really a villain. He's more like tells the tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That sucks.
Because I did think that too, but I was like, that really doesn't count.
And I was trying to think of like a way to do just a zombie, but there's not really, like zombies are just, there's a horde.
Yeah.
There's always a horde.
Put zombies.
All
right. And but, well, we have
put 20 zombies. That's one of the villains.
What's a, put Bub.
From.
What?
Bub, the zombie. From, Dawn of the Dead. No, Day of the Dead. He's the one that they taught how to be more human.
Shit, yeah, okay.
He's not really a villain.
But he's not a guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's not a villain, but...
I mean, but he's a monster.
He is a zombie.
I would just do zombies. Zombies works. Especially because there's a lot of interpretations for zombies. And I kind of like the idea, like, you know, we put Frankenstein's monster, we put Dracula, the Wolfman. Like, people can sub in, like, whatever their particular version is.
You want to take out Wolfman, just put werewolf?
Yeah.
Because Wolfman sucks.
No, you're right.
But then somebody's gonna be like, "Oh, it needs to be the Michael J. Fox version."
And that's
like, well,
Teen
that
Wolf, and that he really sucked.
Yeah,
man, I loved that movie when I was a kid.
I did
there's
too.
A dick in it?
Do what?
There's a dick in that movie.
In Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox?
No.
Who's dick?
An extra whipped his dick out in the basketball game.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
I saw. I knew that one, but I also saw it.
It's a good one.
Oh, this is a good one.
I forget how to spell Lecter.
L-E-C-T-E-R or E-O-R? Because
I was thinking K-T-E-R.
L-E-C-T-E-R.
Here's C-T-E-R. The thing. You can spell however you want on that piece of paper, and then I'll autocorrect on the computer.
So here's one of my absolute favorite ones, and it's not one I would have thought of, so I'm glad I have the list. Santanico Pandemonium.
The fuck is that?
Is that a luchador?
Salma Hayek in Dust from Dust Till Dawn.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
She was badass.
Santanico Pandemonium?
Yes, and that name. Mm-hmm. Santanico Pandemonium. That is a good luchador name.
Yeah.
Someone just deal that shit.
She was a sex machine.
She was a sex machine.
He's got a dick.
Yeah, the dick gun.
The dick gun with the two chambers for balls.
How does that work?
I don't know.
He just thrust, I guess, and that cocks it?
He has to flex his penis, like that little twitch move.
What if he flexes it? Well, okay. Okay.
Easy for you to say.
Okay.
It was not easy for him to say. That was the problem.
I'm done.
Grand opening, grand closing. If he flexes it.
Kayako. That was the other one's name. It's the one I said before and I can't remember. Sadako and Kayako. Kayako is the grudge and Sadako is the ring. But they're the same character. Creepy Japanese ghost with long black hair.
Can we do...
In fairness, like in The Grudge, like the it took a bunch of different forms. It always made the noise when it showed up.
The movie freaked me out when I was
Like that was probably the most scared I've ever been of a movie in theaters. Like when me and my little brother were watching The Grudge.
What about Slender Man?
Yeah. Is he in a movie?
He did have a movie.
It
was a bad movie.
It was.
I was gonna ask, can we do the apparition from Paranormal Activity?
Just ghost.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we've got like Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, we can do a demon.
Poltergeist, something.
The poltergeist actually is just. Well, right. The poltergeist wasn't
poltergeist
one thing.
Was like, yeah. It was a bunch of spirits.
That's why
we did zombies.
Can you just put ghosts? That seems really.
Zombie, that's why I picked a movie. I gave you a
which one did you say?
Paranormal Activity.
We can do Ghosts and Demons, because Paranormal Activity was a demon.
It was a demon. It wasn't a ghost.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm trying to think of a movie that actually had a scary ghost in it. Because usually ghosts can't hurt you.
Slimer. Tony wouldn't get that. If we're going back to Predators 2, I'm going back on the Cody's never seen Ghostbusters.
Let's put Marshmallow Man. I think he belongs on there.
Oh, well.
Because we had that debate once. Is Ghostbusters a horror movie?
But no, if we're going to put him on there, then we have to put the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That's what I meant. When I said Marshmallow Man, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
If we're going to put him on there, then we have to put, like, that removes the exemption for Godzilla. Because Stay Puft is huge.
So Slimer.
At least Godzilla, or at least Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, though, is literally a Marshmallow Man.
It's a popularity, like, it's however you
want to
vote.
I mainly want Slimer to win now.
All right, put Godzilla on there, too.
Godzilla's going to win the whole fucking thing.
No, he's not.
There's a lot of assholes out there that would be like, I like Jigsaw.
No.
You can suck my cock.
Because I'm going to petition for fucking Slimer to win so I can make the joke that Cody's not seen the most scariest horror movie villain of all time.
Slimer can't be on the list because I don't like him.
Everybody at the table gets one hard veto.
No, don't tell him that because he'll pick my favorite one to spite me.
I don't want Godzilla on there. That's my hard veto.
Your hard veto can be vetoed.
Fucking fair.
That's
not a hard veto.
Oh, I'm sorry. Christ. The rule that we established before you got here was one movie, one monster per franchise.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. One monster per franchise.
Yeah. Sorry, rules are rules, bud.
Yeah.
That works.
I'm on your side.
Y'all are acting like a bunch of Republicans right now.
And then the rest
making rules to break them.
The rest on here I don't really like. Like Captain Spaulding.
I don't even remember Captain Spaulding.
He was House of Thousand Corpses. Sid Haig. It's okay. I don't know. People are going to get pissed that I said no to him. Like Sweeney Todd.
No.
I think that's pretty much it.
Johnny Depp don't get to win another thing. I'm sorry.
I don't think there's any other ones that anyone's really going to know. Yeah.
We could do Sweeney Todd. That's not.
Hard veto.
He was just a human, though.
Yeah, he was.
Is Hard Veto Danny DeVito's like cousin?
No, that is Danny DeVito.
That's him when he's banging whores and boiling denim. All right, so how many do we have on that list? I think that's plenty.
Shitload.
A lot.
Way more than 16.
Jesse's counting, for those of you that are listening. Yes. He's still counting, because there's a lot.
34.
Jesus.
That's another tournament.
We could actually do a bracket of 32. We could cut two people and do it.
I was hoping he was going to do a joke and be like, six.
No, I'm not funny enough for that.
So, okay, let's do that. Let's cut two and do a bracket of 32.
Oh, that's so much voting. I'm fine with it. All right,
considering there's going to be eight people that vote.
We get a lot of participation in those polls.
That's when we do the Facebook poll. For this, we're going to have to do like an actual vote page.
Just do like match at a time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have 1 week.
We could just do several, like we can have
we can
several
do, like,
per day.
First round a day. Yeah.
So like if we're going to do all 32, goddamn, that's a lot of matches.
That's 16 matches. That's 18 matches.
16 in the first.
That's 24 matches.
It's 16 matches done? In the first round.
We are literally going to have to do like
then
a round a day.
Then four.
That's a lot of people.
Maybe we should stick
with the 16.
Yeah, I think we should stick with 16.
You guys want to stick with the 16?
Let's just
stick with 16.
How much time we got?
We have about 13 minutes left.
I think the easier thing to do would be to take the definites and go from there.
Okay, so Jason.
So we're definitely doing Jason.
All the classic movie monsters.
Well, no, let's get the ones that we know for a fact first.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Jason, Michael Myers.
Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely doing Jason, Freddy,
no.
Mike Myers.
Leatherface.
All the people you can get on a Mortal Kombat game.
Pennywise.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Pennywise.
Alien and Predator.
Chucky.
Pennywise in a Mortal Kombat
game? I'm fighting for Chucky.
Fuck yeah. Either of them. Give me two different characters. I want Tim Curry and Scars.
Boy.
Oh, that would be all right. Like he wins a round.
So we got that. Do we want to do Pinhead since we're doing this?
Yes, I think those are the classic monster villains that like no one's going to argue.
True. Yeah, Pinhead.
And then you want to do Xenomorph and Predator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Xenomorph for sure, but the Predators. All right,
I thought it wasn't a horror movie.
Can I make my argument about the Predator though? And the Predator is that the Predator is a hunter and he has honor. He only kills people that are a threat.
Well, he better stop being a bitch.
Would that make him a villain? Is my question. Like I 100% believe it's a horror movie, But he was attacking soldiers, but he was attacking them. They didn't know who was attacking them.
True.
So that
kind of
makes
not a lot of honor.
Yeah. Yeah, how the fuck is that honorable?
They were
heavily armed.
But he was invisible.
That's true. Yeah.
That's really true.
So was
he literally backstabbed people.
Arnold was invisible to him at the end.
True.
But aren't we all Predator?
He became the Predator.
He became who was the hunter then?
Not that little bitch Predator. He's going to lose in the first round.
Anytime.
All right. We'll save Predator. We'll leave him off for now.
Put an asterisk next to him.
All right. I just haven't put him down here on the definites because he's not a definite.
I think if we have Chucky, we need Gremlins.
Ooh, do we?
But wait, how many do we have right now?
It's multiple. It's the whole
So right now we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8. We have half of our bracket now.
Okay.
Do you want to do the ultra classics? Dracula, the werewolf, mummy, etc. The hard classics.
Man, that's a hard choice.
We really have to.
Yeah.
We have to do the hard classics.
At least Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, and...
werewolf.
All right, so we got 5 to go.
Why are you so opposed to the werewolf?
It's just there's the one... I like to put a name to the character and not just have... If we did Gremlins, I would say Stripe. Because Stripe was the first gremlin...
I see what you're saying now.
So I would like to have a werewolf, and the Wolfman's the only one that comes to mind, other than the like American Werewolf in London is my favorite werewolf. But
yeah, since werewolf is like it's not a singular thing. Because
Dracula,
while has many iterations, is always Dracula.
Frankenstein's monster is always Frankenstein's monster.
We can put a picture to Dracula and be like,
all right, I'm fine with leaving werewolf off there. That makes
and that's
sense.
The only reason why.
Yeah, no, I completely get you. Like I get that logic. Okay, so the other options we've got...
I think Jigsaw should be on there.
I'm fine with Jigsaw.
I'm not a big fan of the movies, but like in terms of horror villains, he's pretty iconic. I feel like he's earned his place.
I would Jigsaw over Chucky.
You could shut the fuck up is what you could do.
Is Chucky on the list?
Yeah, Chucky's on the list.
Chucky's on the list.
Well, we need somebody
to Chucky win it all. He would just sit in the corner. You wouldn't even see him. And then he'd pull out a knife.
We literally have one that turns fucking invisible.
All right.
Nope. He's disqualified.
So other options we got. There's still the creature from the Black Lagoon, who I have in here, a Swamp Thing. But
you son of a bitch.
The Thing is still in there.
Yeah, we've still got the Thing. We've got
I would throw the Thing's
got to be on there because the Thing is legitimately terrifying.
Yeah.
4 to go.
Oh, we didn't the Blob.
Yeah.
Oh, the Blob's so cool though, and that '80s Blob.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in the huge list,
but not.
I know it's not
gonna
make it
the,
down.
What about the birds from Birdemic?
God damn it,
this
no!
This is Birdemic.
CGI. Is that basically what the even?
They're scary. They don't. They flap at 2 frames per second.
Can you just put Chamber of Pud on there? So that way,
they are villains.
What about Donald Trump? Is he made it into a
Donnie?
We got Donnie Turnip up there, but he's not gonna make it down. No. So we could do the two from The Grudge and The Ring, or you can just...
I feel like just one.
I think one would be fine, but which one do you pick?
Ring.
I was gonna say Grudge.
They're both good. Yeah. Like they're both good. You could
let's just do both of them.
We could flip a coin. Let's flip a coin. Anybody got a coin? Let's just flip a coin for it.
There's a penny over there. I'm gonna grab it.
All right, we're just gonna flip a coin for that one.
Okay.
Because they really are very similar to each other.
They are.
Creepy Japanese. Because, I mean, that's in Japanese lore, that's the scary. Oh,
you
here you go.
Son of
here you go.
Bitch. I'll let you flip it.
All right, Dalton's going to flip the coin for Sadako or Kayako.
Heads is The Grudge, tails is The Ring.
All right, this coin flip is brought to you by Fuck You, Calvin. I literally walked all the way around the table.
You're welcome.
You need the cardio.
Heads. Which one did I say that one was?
One more time.
Heads was The Grudge.
Heads
it's
was
fine.
Grudge.
Heads was
He's
the
right.
Hey, it was. Wait, no, I said The Ring.
Yeah,
so, Kayako.
I'm just writing The Grudge.
I know you are.
Because I don't know how to spell Kayako. The problem with like those Japanese names is there's like 5 different spellings.
Put them in kanji, too. Don't put the American spelling.
What about Norman Bates?
Eh.
He's iconic.
He's pretty
iconic. But let's
he's also
right now.
He was a little bitch boy, though. Yeah, he was
that.
A little bitch boy.
Don't we just have one more?
He had mommy
issues. We have 3 more. We got to pick 3 more. We still have Candyman up there.
Oh,
Candyman. We have not decided on Predator. We still have Godzilla and Slenderman.
You know what? Put Candyman on the list, if not just for the fact that he was a good movie.
But we need to fuck with Bradley more.
We need to fuck with Bradley, and it's good to be inclusive and to have one black movie monster in the list.
Boy, there are not many of those in existence.
There's really not.
We got the best one.
You got Candyman and like those really cheap like like direct to video horror movies that there was a ton of them, you know.
Holy shit, we didn't say Leprechaun.
We didn't. Oh God.
You just like opened up a gate.
You put them on the big list.
All right.
Also put Blackula.
One of those has a better chance of making it than the
I'm
other.
Being dead serious. Blackula was an iconic, especially for like black people growing up, that was an iconic movie monster for them.
So let's talk about how Leprechaun needs to be on the list.
Let's not.
Because Chucky's on there.
We need a
height advantage.
If you are going to bring up Chucky,
why did they never do Leprechaun versus Child's Play? I would have watched that.
We can do Hannibal Lecter. That one's still up there.
Yeah, he should be on there. A.K.A. Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter is just another human.
He is, but he's scary.
It's true.
Ghostface.
I mean, he's scarier than Norman Bates.
It's an iconic image, at least.
The problem with Ghostface, though, is also that there were so many versions of him.
So we have one more one to pick from here.
Leprechaun.
So we've got... Trying to scratch off the ones we have actually put on here. So
this is great audio.
Yeah,
I know,
sorry,
right?
People.
I'm interested in
what he's scratching.
I'm scratching the ones we've already picked, so I can kind of go through and
the ones that are definitely not going to make the list.
Well, no, ones that are left.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I can just read through the list so we can see.
Read out who's left.
So
and
who's
then we'll
left?
Pick from
we got Predator, Jacob Goodnight, Deadites, The Mummy. Which actually, I'm removing The Mummy and Werewolf because for the same reason, there's a shitload of mummies. So we have
zombies.
Yeah.
Fair is fair.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, Gremlins too.
Yep. Yeah. Scratch out Gremlins.
Remove it with Stripe.
Nope.
It could be Stripe.
Okay.
Nope. Leprechaun.
So we still have then. The Creature from the Black Lagoon, Donnie Turnip.
No, I think he's
it's
the
on
scariest.
The list. It's on the list. It's on the list. I gotta say it. So we still have the Ring, Ghostface, which I guess we decided not to do the Ring.
Also Ghostface because the same reason there's multiple Ghostface.
Terminator, Krampus, Norman Bates.
Krampus.
Terminator.
I like Krampus.
But Terminator.
Ooh. You both make good arguments.
Krampus has a full folklore.
Pandemonium.
Was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Slender Man, no. Godzilla, Stay Puffed, The Blob, and Leprechaun.
Do you realize that Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't kill Terminator because he is Terminator, right? Like so that means he's better than Predator. Terminator should be on there.
Also, I hear good things about the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Oh, yeah.
And Godzilla.
Do I want to mess with Cody saying that he can't vote for this because he hasn't seen all the movies?
But so far, we have done like all straight horror, so maybe we don't do Stay Puffed.
Put some gay horror on there.
Yeah, we should definitely put Terminator.
Oh, like the Dead Don't Die in Dallas. We could pick somebody from that.
We haven't seen that.
No.
Unless you want to put Willem on there.
No.
So,
really pushing this Krampus thing.
I like Krampus.
But Terminator, I'm giving you actual reasons. He's a
I mean,
robot.
Krampus was plenty scary.
Okay, but if Terminator, if I would think that Predator would win over Terminator.
If we can put Terminator in, then we'd have to put Predator in, and we only have one spot left.
So
scratch
Terminator.
Off Terminator, eliminate Terminator.
We can scratch off Predator.
I love
and
Terminator,
Terminator,
but we have to scratch those two off.
Yeah.
Krampus is still
y'all are
there.
Fucking dead.
So
to
we
me.
Have I my remaining votes here would be between Krampus, Slender Man, and probably Norman
Not
Bates.
Slender Man.
Let's eliminate Slender Man.
Eliminate Norman Bates too.
Slender Man for two reasons. One, I hate him. Two, those girls stabbed that other girl, so screw him.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Norman Bates because he's a little bitch boy. He's a soy boy, beta cuck.
Yeah, and you're not entirely wrong.
All right, so then it's Krampus.
Krampus.
Well, we Godzilla.
Donnie Turnip's still on there.
We decided to go with just straight horror.
Yeah.
Donnie Turnip.
Put Krampus on
Krampus,
there.
Krampus, yay!
Oh my God!
It makes Allie happy.
She makes my dinner.
I heard she makes my idea, and I was really afraid.
And now the last part, and this is probably going to be, this is arguably going to be harder than picking the 16. We have to seed them.
All right, so here's what I think we should do.
I don't know anything about seeding.
Because
I'm pretty sure I'm broken. I can't seed.
I don't either. That was weird. You just like had it.
So the way it should be is this should. So we have the first eight we picked should go up against its equivalency in the other. So Jason versus Dracula. Freddy versus, what's that one?
Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's monster. Myers versus Jigsaw. Leatherface versus.
All right, so, I mean, I see the thing, the pattern
way.
You're going with.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can you give me the list and let me do it?
Let you do the seating?
Yeah.
Or the bracket?
Yeah, because I can seat them by, like, I can figure out, roll, like, 80s monsters or Supernatural. Like, there's a way we can bracket them off, like we talked about earlier, to give them their own spot.
But can do that in a day's time?
So, yes. What, all right, no, like, the idea that, or the reason that I want to do, like, an actual seating, or the reason you do seating just in general, especially if you're going to do a 60-man bracket, so you have...
He's about to explain what I just did.
No, I'm not. So you have two sides to a 16-man bracket if you're doing single elimination. And the way it'll end up working, you want to put your, like, all right, so Jason versus Freddy is an iconic fucking match. You don't want that in, you can have that on the same side of a bracket, but you don't want that in, like, the first match.
Oh, well, no, like, I get that.
So, like, so basically what seeding does is it would put, like, Jason on the left side of the bracket and Freddy on the right side of the bracket. Even though, like, categorically, they would be in the same category.
Okay.
But, like I said, you, like, I personally don't think I would want Freddy versus Jason in...
So I have an idea.
Yeah.
Let's give Jesse the list and let Jesse seed them.
There you go. I'll let you do it.
All right. We got it.
Well, I thought we were going to determine the seating here on the show.
Nope, we're at an hour.
So. Oh, fair enough.
So here's what we're going to do.
This is at least a 10-minute conversation.
We now have the 16 finalists. We're going to take that. Jesse's going to seat them up. And starting tomorrow, we'll start doing rounds.
All right, that'll work.
And then you guys can vote on who the... What are we going to call this? Calvin, think of a name.
Why do I have to think of everything?
You're the creative one.
That's not true.
I wish Ace was here.
He is really good at naming things.
Yeah, like, unless it's something, like, for him. Like, he is really good at naming things for someone else.
Can we just call it the Monster,
like,
Mash?
When we were trying to find a name for any of the podcasts that he's been on, oh, the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash
good.
2019.
PZ85's Monster Mash 2019.
Yeah, good job, Allie.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
I worked really hard on it, and I really wish Dalton would shut up during my acceptance speech.
Give it a moment in the sun. She earned it.
She did say it
first.
She
makes delicious.
Oh, you guys are fucked.
She said, what is your problem? Why are you so mad?
Yeah,
are you mad that she had your idea first?
Like, unfortunately, the audio cut out for a second when she said it. That sucked. But yeah, she said it and then Dalton said it.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys are
We all saw that happen. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to start voting tomorrow on Allie's Monster Mash. That's how we're going to say it. Allie's Monster Mash. And we'll reveal the winner next week on an all new something something Podzilla horror podcast.
My face hurts.
Until then, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. And make sure you vote. I want to thank Jesse, Allie, and Calvin for being here tonight. And we'll be back on Monday with an all new end album. No one cared. He's checked out at this point.
Dalton didn't even care. I fucking wonder why.
Dalton didn't even care.
He's depressed. All right, so I'm going to unplug his mic. All right.
Oh, shit.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys
tomorrow.
Fuck
you. I'll steal Calvin's.
Monday.